Come July 1st, Georgians with gun permits will have many more places to take their weapons. That's when the Safe Carry Protection Act goes into effect. It's considered the most sweeping pro-gun measure passed in states this year. Opponents call it the Guns Everywhere bill. But as Susan Capoluto reports, so far it's created confusion everywhere.
Georgia's new gun law has already been fodder for comedians like Stephen Colbert.
With this law, Georgians will be able to bring their guns to schools, bars, churches, and libraries. Of course, there, you will want to use a silencer.
The law is not so funny for many Georgians who are trying to figure out what it means for them. For one, the law says that licensed gun owners can carry their weapons into bars and churches if the bar owner or church council allows them in. School personnel can have weapons if the school board approves. Then, and this is a really confusing part, the law says gun owners can carry a weapon into unsecured government buildings, such as libraries or city halls, without approval.
We're going to start. How is everybody this morning?
To figure out what that means, a group of 60 librarians from around Atlanta recently met with their director, Allison Weisinger.
Joe Patron walks into the Dan Trotty Library and has a gun on his hip. You, John, can't walk up to him and say, Mr. Patron, do you have a carry permit for that weapon? You can't do that.
Weisinger is explaining how librarians won't be allowed to check to see if a gun owner has a permit. That creates more questions, like this one from librarian Alana Maddox.
What if someone walks in with their gun and then they just put it on the desk beside their computer? Can we say anything? I mean, what if there are children running around? Are we not allowed to even say, hey, can you take the gun off the desk and put it on you?
That, I don't know.
I mean, they're basically crying Chicken Little over something that's not that big a deal.
That's John Monroe, a lawyer for Georgia Carry, the gun rights organization that backed the new law. He says gun permit holders should be treated like drivers, who can't be stopped by police who just want to check their driver's license without reason.
The local authorities are blowing this detain for a license thing way out of proportion. It's already a violation of the Constitution to stop somebody just to see if they have a license.
City employees will also have to decide whether to hire an armed security guard for an unsecured government building, like a city hall, or just allow guns inside, a much cheaper option.
GMA is proud to present part one of this webinar, Weapons in Georgia's Cities.
The GMA, or Georgia Municipal Association, recently posted this webinar to train workers in more than 500 cities. It was created by Rushi Patel, a GMA lawyer who was getting the same questions over and over again.
Most frequent question that we've had, can we just post signs? And the answer to that is simply no. You can't just post signs to prohibit firearms in a government building.
Patel says if city officials don't know the law, they could be vulnerable to lawsuits. And those lawsuits could come from gun rights activists eager to test the limits of the law, says Steve Anthony. He's a political scientist at Georgia State University.
And there'll be another group of people who will actually be bird-dogging and going around and making sure that these different areas will be doing what the law says they should be doing.
Which means, in the coming months, the courts could be the ones to clarify what the law really means and where gun owners can or can't take their weapons. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capoluto in Atlanta.